Murder or suicide? The death of Captain Lewis, right after this. When James Madison became president in 1809, he refused to pay Lewis's vouchers for legitimate expenses. This sent Lewis into an extreme debt and forced him to go back to Washington to explain the situation. From the information available at the time, Lewis was unhealthy and abusing alcohol and drugs, and was kept at Fort Pickering to recuperate. With his health improved, Lewis changed his plan of proceeding via water routes to Washington and headed out on the Natchez Trail, a wilderness land route. It was on this trail that Lewis stayed at an inn called Grinder's Stand, about 70 miles southeast of Nashville. It was there that Lewis took his life with two pistol shots, one to the chest and one to the head, on October 11, 1809. Was this suicide brought on by the depression, alcohol, or maybe the effects of syphilis? Captain Clark and Thomas Jefferson thought it was a suicide and accepted the story told to them in a letter by Captain Gilbert Russell. The murder theorists, however, think that Captain Lewis was killed for his money and horses. Could it have been Frederick Bates, a Washington official who was appointed secretary to serve under Governor Lewis? Bates disliked Lewis and took every opportunity to make Lewis look bad. Modern-day forensics could answer some questions, but the National Park Service, who managed the Natchez Trace Park, refused to exhume the grave of Meriwether Lewis. Does it really matter how Lewis died? Would his suicide change the accomplishments of the Corps of Discovery? It does raise the question, however, did someone get away with murder? To learn more about the Lewis and Clark Expedition, just click on the icon and relive the adventure on thelewisandclarktrail.com.